I want to welcome to our studios via the phone Rick Rear Reynolds from the Cape and Lopin Education Foundation, also known as Chef. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Jeff, I'm doing well. I'm actually out on the golf course, so it's going to be a great morning.
It definitely is. Some calm winds should be a great day to be out golfing.
Early the better.
Most definitely. Well, tell us a little bit about the Cape and Lopin Education Foundation, if you would, Rick, for those that might not be familiar with it.
Great. Well, first, thanks for reaching out to us.
And you're welcome.
This opportunity to share the work that we've been doing since 2006. So we're a 501c3 that was created to support teachers and students in the district. And what that means is a not-for-profit that we have capacity to receive donations and do tax deductions. And it also mandates us to be fiduciary responsible to anyone who donates money to us. So we run as a business model, and we have a very solid board of directors. We got lawyers, retired teachers, university people. And the nice thing about Chef that makes it very unique in the state of Delaware is that Bob Fulton, who's superintendent, and the Cape and Lopin School District have really supported our existence. And we are separate, but we work, really, we're joined at the hip with them in terms of having them work with us to identify special needs in the district that are getting not, that aren't getting met. So, for example, we put on, we have three major revenue sort of streams that come in, and one is our Friends of Cape, and that's an opportunity for people to make donations to Chef. And then secondly, we put on a big winter jam in February down at the Rusty Rudder, and that raises, that's our main revenue source. And we get a lot of good sponsorship, just wonderful support from the Cape community. And then the third thing that we do is we, it's called the Caravan of Caring, and that's coming up this end of, well, whenever school will start. And what we do is we work, we co-sponsor with a lot of local organizations and get school supplies into the hands of kids that are, that need it. And that's really a major focus of our work is to addressing the underserved communities, you know, in the Cape District. So we try, to give away about $45,000 a year. That was our budget last year. And unfortunately, the pandemic shook it all up. You know, a lot of the field trips that, for example, we underwrite field trips at all the elementary schools, either go to Washington or Philly, and we help underwrite that, and all those got canceled. So it's going to be an interesting year, to say the least, again this year in terms of the kinds of activities that we can help work with. We do a lot of STEM work, which is science, technology, funding, getting robotics teams up and going, sending those teams off into competitions. So we're really looking hard at and listening to the teachers. So there's a funding cycle where a teacher would go onto our website, and I encourage anyone to go to the Chef website, Cape and Lopin Educational Foundation website. You can really see the kinds of work that we do. And a teacher would go there and put in a request for funding for a project, a classroom project, a field trip. That then comes back to us, and we actually work with the school district to identify, you know, that need, and then we vote on it. So it's a fun board. I will say I've really enjoyed being a part of it since 2006.
Nice.
And it's really nice to see the kind of impact that it has. So, for example, November is when we have a Friends of Cape gathering, and we've been picking one of the new schools that's opened up. So last year was Rehoboth Elementary. So we got a couple hundred people coming to that site, seeing this amazing new school, you know. And then we have students who have participated in the arts part of our work. And those are students that have, you know, gone off and done summer music camps, and they tell their stories. And then there's teachers who have received grants tell their stories. And that's really the neat part of all this, is listening to teachers and students talk about opportunities and experiences that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
And I'm seeing on your website, too, one of the recent projects that you've had, I guess, based with COVID-19 and all, is
right,
to help kids keep reading You donated $2,000 to the Lewis Library for their program that they partner with Browse About Books, the Keep Cape Reading program.
Right, and so it's those kinds. So through, we try to be a little bit of an incubator, so identifying things. We've got a board member who's a part of the Lewis Library staff, and so we get these kind of ideas. And one other thing that we did with the Lewis Library was the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which is this wonderful program that Dolly Parton created, the foundation. And her own story was her dad was illiterate, and she knew what that was like, the impact that that had upon her family. So she created this foundation, and basically for any kid, all you have to do is sign up from birth to 5 years old. You get a free book every month sent to you. And that program was started at the Lewis Library. We helped fund it, get it up and going, and now the state has taken it over. It's been such a success. So that's just another example of, you know, the kinds of things we look to fill.
That's great. And you mentioned your website. It's chef-cape.org. Chef-cape.org. People can learn a lot about your program. They can also donate or sign up for grants as well.
Exactly. And as I said earlier, to listen to the students and the teachers, you know, tell their story, and just, you know, we're living in a time of uncertainty, and we're living in a time that, in terms of what our education is going to look like in the near future. And I think it's really important that we have private sector organizations, and so many people have stepped up, and, you know, try to help out and support our teachers and students. And we're waiting with, we have a meeting this coming August, and we have the way our board operates, the superintendent and a sitting member of the school board are our voting members on our board. So we are waiting with bated breath to see what, you know, what the school year is going to look like, and then how we can help it work better, you know, or strengthen it is the best word, I think.
Well, that's great. And again, the website is chef-cape.org. Rick Greer Reynolds, President of Cape Henlopen Education Foundation, thank you for joining us this morning. Anything you'd like to add in closing?
Well, I think, you know, like we're living in a time when everyone's wondering how the school's going to open. I just say to all the listeners, wear your mask socially, you know, stay socially distant, and because that's what's going to help make education get back on track.
Most definitely. Rick, thank you. Enjoy the golf course today. Beautiful day.
All right. Thank you, Jeff, for inviting us. Take care.
You too.